We are getting into those cold temperatures, though it's going to warm up for a little bit of the week, but hopefully for this weekend we'll have some nice cool temperatures because it's time for some chilling in Vermilion. I took that off of their website for the Main Street Vermilion. They have their 13th annual ice affair, and to talk about that this morning is Mary Lou Susko. Good morning, Mary Lou. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm cold, and that's what we want.
Right. You never know when you're planning some sort of winter event here in Northeast Ohio. There's been years in the past where you're like ready to have a cold day in February, and all of a sudden the temperature doesn't work out. But talk about this 13th annual Ice Affair. What's happening this coming Saturday?
Yeah, well, we've seen it all weather-wise, that's for sure. But this Saturday looks like it's going to be the perfect weather for Ice Affair. Cold and no sun. You don't want sun because it clouds up the ice sculptures. But we've got a lot planned for the weekend. Two new things that are happening. We have a frozen play space, courtesy of Erie County Community Foundation. They've provided the funds so that we can offer this new feature this year. It has, this is for the kids, but I think I may take a ride on this as well. There's an ice slide and an 8-foot dinosaur sculpture and cornhole. And it's all happening in the middle of town. We have more than 60 sculptures on lining the streets this year. So that's really exciting. You know, we missed Ice Affair last year, so I think people are really looking forward to the return of this this coming Saturday. This is a great event for our summertime town.
When did you become an expert on ice sculpture? When he said if it's too sunny, it clouds up the ice. What's all the...
after 13 years, you become an expert. So you know that if the sun is hitting the ice sculptures, they tend to cloud up a little. So we like cold, and then we want cold for days afterwards because we keep these ice sculptures up for as long as we can. And our record so far is 10 days.
Wow.
So that's good because if you can't make it this Saturday, you still come down afterwards, come down to shop, come down to dine, and you can still see all of the ice sculptures.
Have you ever tried the old chainsaw or chisel?
No, we leave that up to the experts. That's Elegant Ice it joins us, and Elegant Ice does a lot of ice-related event sculptures around Ohio. They are experts at what they do. We're just going to leave it to them. At the end of the night, the other thing to come and see that we absolutely love, and this is a tradition, this is how we cap off a day of Ice Affair. We have something called Fire and Ice. So there's this beautiful chimney. I'm going to say it's like 8 feet tall, and it's very intricately carved. It's really beautiful. And inside is a fire, and people stand around, and it's orchestrated to music, and there's fire dancers, and it's about 45 minutes long, but we wait to see if the fire will topple the ice or does the melting ice douse the fire. So every year it's a big question what's going to happen first, but it's fascinating to watch, and it's a really nice way to end the day.
Wow, that is kind of a neat thing, too. And, of course, it's sort of the juxtaposition of cold and heat and how things are working out there. What other things are taking place? I mean, people are coming through watching the sculptures as well. You talked about the kids area. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, there's certainly shopping and dining all over town. Just about everybody is open. You can also find ice carving demos. So there's one at noon, 1:30, 3 and 4. The schedule will be downtown. But you'll see them actually carve from blocks of ice things like this year we have a mermaid, we have a polar bear, we have a tooth fairy this year, and there's a sailboat as well. Pete and Jolly, that's our mascot penguin and snowman, will be walking around downtown. They're great for a photo op with the kids, so bring your camera. And we have trolley tours as well of historic downtown in Linwood Park. So this is great. You can just hop on. It's affordable. It's $2 a rider, $5 a family. They'll take you all around downtown, Harbortown and Linwood Park, and tell you about the history the community, and that's brought to us by Pizza Hut, sponsors that for us. And this year, Harbortown Fine Arts, which is, by the way, the summer home of the Cleveland Ballet, will have an open house, and they are in the middle of downtown as well, short walk. They'll have a beautiful ballerina carved from ice and pop-up shops and hot chocolate cookies, sips of wine. So, you know, make sure you visit that when you come down as well. And this year, we're really happy to welcome Shores and Islands, Ohio, to our Ice Affair sponsors. They have been very instrumental in helping us keep this event going this year, and so we're happy to have this partnership with them as well.
We've had a couple of tough years economically due to COVID. How would you describe the state of Main Street today?
Actually, the state of Main Street is, we made it through COVID. We improvised with events like this that still keeps people outdoors and socially distanced. It's a win-win for everybody. We can still make it happen. The way Main Street survived during all of this is, first of all, we have a lot of very generous sponsors and supporters, but we also have a volunteer base that keeps things going. When these events happen, it always kind of makes me chuckle that I'll have people come up to me and say, oh, you did a great job on Ice Affair. But the reality is it is all done by volunteers. And the Ice Affair chair is Jeanette Schaefer and Janet Rue, and they have kept this thing going for 13 years. It's really all volunteer driven, and you can't ask for better than that. You know, people doing this for the love of their community and to add excitement and energy and bring people to their town because they're proud of it. So it's really all about volunteers.
This Saturday, February 5th at 11 o'clock is when things start, and the big fire and ice with the chimney and the ice at the end at 6 o'clock in the evening. But the ice sculptures happen throughout the day, so they finish up one and move on to a different one at a location.
Well,
go ahead.
60 will be in place when you come to town. 60 will already be carved in there and ready for you to look at.
Hey.
There are 4 ice carving demos. That's when you'll see them go from a block of ice to something spectacular.
60, did you say?
60. Plus 5 extra, plus the ones that are being carved, yeah.
Wow. And they're all different sizes, I would assume, for the most part, depending on...
All different sizes, shapes. Make sure you bring your camera. Our Rudy's, which is our local watering hole here, has a really cool bench outside that you can sit on and get your picture taken. There's all kinds of things. You know, don't want to blow any of the surprises.
Sure.
There certainly will be some.
How does the lake look from where you're at there this time of
year? I am looking at it right out my kitchen window. And let me just say that Lake Erie, I looked yesterday, is 90% covered with ice. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at it. I don't see any open water right now.
Looking at the forecast heading into Saturday morning, temps should be down around 5 or maybe 8 degrees and maybe 20 for the high on Saturday. So you're in good shape.
I think so. Yeah. Bundle up.
I was going to say, I'm going to put the advice, dress for the weather. But we all know what that is at this time of the year. And head on coming in, either what, Liberty Avenue or come up 60, whatever way that you need to get into Vermilion. The best way.
Yeah, there's Route 6 or coming off Route 60, either will get you straight to the middle of downtown. This is totally walkable, so it's really a good event for the family.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Mary Lou. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. See you at Ice Affair.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Mary Lou Susco. Thanks. Joining us this morning with the Main Street Vermilion. Again, their Ice Affair taking place this coming Saturday, February 5th.